Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Idea Man.
Pancake legitimately is like, hey, are you wearing a mask today?
Innovator.
Am I really this blank and ugly that Greg Pancake Hill would look at me and say, is that a mask?
And Packers Hall of Famer.
Yes, it's the Hulk.
Okay.
Must not be a great mask. This is like the Dwayne Wade statue down in Miami. You think that that's what it is, but everybody kind of looks around like, just wait a second. What? Is that right? No? Yep.
Oh. It's time for Tausch on Wisconsin's Morning News, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Kohler Services.
The Hulk on Wisconsin's Morning News is sponsored by Kohler Services. Tausch, I was startled to hear this in the broadcast. I went back and double-checked. The Lions had not played outside this season before coming to a cold and rain-swept Lambeau Field. And this is what we got out of that?
I think obviously we all were thinking when that, you know, that little tidbit came out that this would be a big advantage for Green Bay. But Detroit is built tough and physical, and their line is good. And that's how Dan Campbell, his introductory press conference, I guess 4 or 5 years ago now, talking about biting kneecaps and playing, that's the style of play he wants to play. And so while I think Jared Goff prefers playing in a dome and having that, you know, the comfort of that, this group, I think, showcased its maturity and where they're at is a little bit further ahead of us right now. And if you remember, this is what I talked about on the postgame show a lot last night. We had a similar, the season was similar last year. We obviously were struggling a lot more than we are, but Detroit came in, and I think it was earlier, like end of September on a Thursday night, and just kind of pounded us and physically beat us up. And I don't think it was that bad last night, the physical nature of it. I think they did a good job, but when you look at the stats and everything else, our immaturity and our sloppiness with penalties and giveaways is why we lost that game. It wasn't that Detroit came in and just physically mauled us. Detroit came in with a plan of, we are going to outlast Green Bay. We're not going to make the mistakes they will, because that's what we've done for 8 weeks. We've made mistakes. We've been able to overcome them against average and bad teams. But as we've been talking all season, you don't beat really good teams by playing and giving them stuff. We gave Detroit way too much yesterday, and they took advantage of it.
What concerns you the most, Tausch, and what can we feel good about?
I think we can feel good about the fact that our run game and how Josh Jacobs looks has been really good. Josh Jacobs has been everything we've wanted. I know there was an ESPN.com guy, not Domofsky, that was saying some crazy stuff about, well, he's not worth it. He's been awesome. I thought he showed up in a big way yesterday, but it's been the same things, just the penalties. And I gave a pass early in the season because of the preseason, young football team, but time to grow up. I think it's time to grow up when it comes to all the kind of dumb penalties and sloppy penalties. And then, obviously, Jordan throwing an interception a game. You can't win. You can't win against really good teams doing it that way. And when we were raving about when he threw the pick six last time, how the team was able to overcome it, and there's only 8% of teams when you throw a pick six find a way to win. Well, you're not going to win against good teams. So those, I guess the penalties and that sloppiness, it's not improving. But looking at it big picture-wise, the fact that this team has not even come close to playing its best football, I would argue maybe played one complete game against the Arizona Cardinals, and everything else has been pretty choppy, and you're at the bye at 6-3, I think you can feel good about that part of it. Know that this team always gets better. Matt LaFleur, the group is going to be a better football team in November and December than what we saw yesterday.
Typically, Tausch, how does the bye week break out? Guys report today, do their treatments, whatever, and then what do they get, like through the weekend off, or how does it go?
So what used to happen is we'd get a little incentive. If you won that Sunday game, deuces, come watch film and you're out for the week. And I'm guessing most of these guys, Matt LaFleur, I think at this point in time, you obviously want Jordan to get healthy, and you want Jair and everybody to get healthy physically. But I think you're going to see Tuesday at the latest, they're going to say, get out of Dodge, come back on Sunday or Monday, and let's regroup for the second half. Because for as much as you're ailed with knees and shoulders, it is such a mental grind that when you can just decompress and go where you're in kind of in your happy place, get away from football for a while, you come back with just a rejuvenated vibe. That's what I think is going to be the most important part.
I'm all for a rejuvenated vibe.
Sounds good, doesn't it? Like a good band name.
Yeah,
the Rejuvenated Vibes playing tonight.
Please welcome.
We talk trade deadline tomorrow with Tosh.